I think we're setting a little bit of a precedence for others who would want to move here and live this type of lifestyle.
It really should be that the township works with people who live here and not the other way around.
Kelly Vanderclay Hunter has spent the last 3 years building her dream of a small family farm in Mattawan, Michigan, and the last 3 months fighting the local township government to keep it.
Our animals are definitely part of our family, although most of them have a purpose. The chickens obviously take care of the bugs, the cats take care of the mice, the donkeys take care of the coyotes that come after the chickens. The kids love them, they have names. We're very, very conscious of making sure that they're happy. This is a happy farm. We pretty much sunk every penny that we owned into it. So when I got that letter that stated I was not in compliance, it like knocked the wind out of my sails.
The letter requires the hunters to give up more than half of their animals because of zoning complications. Complications that arose after the family spent countless hours and poured nearly $50,000 into renovating the farm.
When we first purchased the home, it was in a state of disrepair. There was so much overgrowth around the barn that you couldn't really even see the backside of it. Within days of purchasing, we started clearing the property.
They built a home for their horse, 2 donkeys, chickens, ducks, and turkeys. The hunters had checked before purchasing the home to ensure that farm animals were indeed allowed.
We learned that it's zoned R1, which is rural residential, and it does say specifically that livestock operations, small hobby farms, that type of thing are allowed. We called the township to ask them to come out and just check things out, make sure things were okay, which they did, and they said we weren't doing anything wrong.
That's why this revision came as such a shock.
After further review of the ordinance provisions and based on the count of animals located on the property, the zoning administrator determined that the hunters were not in compliance with the township's zoning ordinance.
It sounds a little bit like they decided to reinterpret the way the ordinance was being read, and so that put us out of compliance.
The local government can change the zoning of any parcel of land like that.
The township says that the farm's nearly 5 acres isn't enough land for the animals, but Vice President of Reason Foundation Adrian Moore says that's completely arbitrary.
There's no formulas for figuring out how much land you need for which kind of animals. The owners of animals should be able to treat their animals as they please, house their animals as they please, unless there's some obvious cruelty or harm going on.
It's very frustrating to know that they don't seem to understand what we're trying to do. I grew up in a rural community where I worked on farms pretty much my whole life, and I understand the importance of learning hard work through hands-on experience. It was very important to me and to my husband that we find a way to introduce our children to that kind of work ethic.
But all this hard work didn't matter once an unhappy neighbor complained to the township and got politicians involved.
The odors, the bees, and the flies that have come over to my property have changed my lifestyle and my ability to enjoy my property.
This is neighbors complaining about neighbors, not in the courts, which is where those kind of disputes are supposed to go under our system, but instead they took it to the political court, which unfortunately has become more and more popular in this country. And so it's being played out basically on crony politics rather than any kind of real objective standards. The fact that the neighbors are using the political process rather than the court systems already says they've got a somewhat suspicious complaint.
The Mattawan community largely agrees that the complaints are unfounded, and they've packed the town hall on 2 occasions now to speak out.
Why do these people move here when they don't want to be in a rural area? I think the farm is an asset to this community.
I'm respectfully asking that the members of the Township Board, Planning Commission, and Zoning Board of Appeals work out a solution that would allow them to continue with their hobby farm as it currently exists.
I just want to applaud the Hunter Farm because it's a beautiful property. I wish my farm looked half that good.
The support that we've received from all of us has been completely overwhelming. I've never experienced anything like it.
This is an example of a township that is pushing it farther than the community seems to be willing to go along with. You just can't believe how many things you cannot do on your own property unless the government lets you.
We feel like we're under a microscope. We feel like everything we do on our own property, we have to get permission from the township now.
Forget about your property rights. They almost don't exist. In the early part of America's history, we relied on constitutional constraints. Governments just didn't go and interfere in what was clearly not the public's business, but was private business. But that has eroded dramatically in the last 100 years in America.
And despite the uphill battle ahead, the hunters plan to keep fighting the township for their farm.
Where we go from here, we have no idea. I can't give up. This is why we're here. This is our whole purpose for being in this place. I would like to not move because of this, because it really would be very expensive and heartbreaking for us to move at this point when we love this place so much.